All right, what are we doing now? We're going to talk about soundproofing your home, okay? This is what we're going to do. I get a lot of questions about this, and I'm not quite sure. How did we find Mr. Ibera? How did we find me? Where is he? Michael Ibera. Let's get him on the line. Michael, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
How did we find you? I can't remember how we found you. Did somebody send me a note about you?
I believe so. I'm not quite sure how, but I'm glad to be on your show this morning.
Michael Ibera is from Soundproof Chicago, and And you're in the business of getting people to not hear things.
Exactly. We've been in business for about 8 years. We have 8 years of soundproofing experience. We started soundproofing near the L. You know, we were soundproofing windows and near the Kennedy and busy roadways and whatnot. And over time, it just evolved into different things like soundproofing walls and ceilings.
You know, it's got to be quite a challenge for you, because I have a little bit of experience in this. That a number of years ago, I was working with St. Ignatius College Prep. And they had built a couple of new buildings now that are all completed and beautiful. And I remember when they were building the band room where the high school band practices, I was sent to a couple of classes on, you know, sound attenuation and, the difficulty in particular contact vibration sound. And that, what I was taught, is one of the hardest sounds to control.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Anything that's connected tightly together, from drywall to stud, and things like that, it'll transmit sound. The tricky thing about sound is it's invisible; you can't see it.
Right.
So that's why it's so hard to address. But as long as you understand some simple laws of physics and apply them to soundproofing, we could achieve some success. So,
back in the 80s and the 90s, when we were building houses like there was no tomorrow, and we were building these three flats and these townhouses, none of these builders back then were worried about sound attenuation between units, and very little concern was going into that. And you have a lot of people living in a lot of structures where literally you can be sitting in your living room chair and you can hear the neighbor talking on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, we've heard it all, from neighbors talking on the phone to cell phones vibrating on a nightstand. So you're right. Very little was done. And then the construction boom, houses were going up like cookie cutter style, and very little was done for soundproofing. I've seen a lot of builders try their best. They use blown-in insulation, but they didn't really fully understand soundproofing as a science. But a lot of people think insulation is the way to go, but you'd be surprised how much of the stuff we pulled out of the ceiling and did it right.
And just it hardly does anything at all.
It's a very marginal difference, but it's not worth what people are spending. Unfortunately, people still think that insulation is the way to go. But some people do their research, and you don't have to look hard to find out that insulation does not work. It works for certain frequencies, but especially for footstep noises and noise from adjacent neighbors and upstairs, it just doesn't do much. So
give me an example. Give me an example of, say, a potential client calls you up and says, "Michael, I live in a townhouse, or I live in a condominium, and when the neighbor comes home, she comes home with her high heels, and I can hear her clicking away up there, and then they have a small child who has a little rolling car that he goes up and down the." Up and down the hallway. And I've asked him if they could take the shoes off and calm the kid down. But, he's a 3-year-old kid, and that's what they do. And she likes walking around in her heels. What can you do to help someone like that?
Well, first of all, I'll explain to them, what there is to soundproofing, why they're hearing so much sound. And just explain to them the methods we use. Set their expectations at a reasonable level and meet or exceed those expectations. There's a couple different methods we use for soundproofing a ceiling. We picked it up along the years. I didn't go to school for soundproofing. I just kind of, accumulated knowledge over the years.
And, right.
I bring this knowledge to my customers, and somebody gives me a call and tell me that, you know, there's some the lady walking upstairs with high heels, or you know, a child running around playing. You know, I just tell them it's because of the construction of the ceiling. It's really, it's pretty simple. I mean, there's, you know, the ceiling essentially is connected to the floor above you.
Right.
So whatever kind of impact is going on upstairs is traveling through that rigid connection of materials. You know, it's just, you know, sound is like a wave that travels through all that material. So I just take my time and explain to customers exactly how sound travels. And as soon as we find out, you know, how sound travels, we could address it. So
in that scenario, I mean, I guess what I want my listeners to hear is kind of what the process is. In other words, I'll hear, you know, people will call in all the time and say, you know, I heard if I add insulation, it's going to help. And I tell them that it's, as you mentioned earlier, it's marginal. And, you know, and I will talk to them about, you know, you almost have to create a false ceiling where there's a gap between that contact vibration that you're speaking of, so that there's a gap in there that can absorb that vibration and not allow it to come in. I mean, will you guys go to that level if that's a possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only level that we go to. I mean, we want it to work every time. So what you're talking about is called decoupling, a separation of materials. You know, we want the drywall to not be connected to the joist or the beam up on the ceiling. You know, if we could achieve that, it's going to, you know, greatly reduce impact sounds and airborne sounds, you know, because the ceiling is essentially floating.
Right.
It's not touching the joist, so there's no sound energy. You know, you're still going to hear something. There's no such thing as 100% soundproof.
Correct.
I wish there was, but this is as soundproof as it gets. You know, decoupling using isolation clips and hatch channel that you can find at, you know, a building supply place. And
if you guys are doing this, obviously, you know, and I tell people that, you know, this process of like putting in a false ceiling, I mean, I would imagine you'd do it even with, in other words, people think of false ceiling, they're like, I don't want a drop ceiling. You're not talking about that. You're actually building like a new, you know, drywalled ceiling. So when they look up, it would be similar to what they see now.
Exactly. If you look up at your ceiling, that's what you're going to see. The ceiling does come down about an inch and a half, but
right.
The difference is hardly noticeable. So,
and you guys will do any changes in connections. So in other words, you know, they'll say, well, wait a minute, Michael, I've got can lights and I've got a ceiling fan. I mean, when your company comes out, you'll take care of all that stuff as well.
Absolutely. I mean, not every situation is the same. You know, homes are unique and, you know, sometimes they're the same, but you know, you do run across things like can lights, which are very troublesome to any kind of soundproofing project.
Right.
You know, they let sound come through them. The thin metal that they're composed of just lets sound travel right through it. And it's just, you know, can lights are our natural enemy. You know, there's a ceiling fan in the middle of the room. It's not too big of a problem. But I tell people, you know, it's good to get rid of the can lights, but there is ways to keep them, you know, like building boxes around the can light and just making sure that sound doesn't travel through it, because you could work for days on a ceiling, but you know the whole project could be compromised if you don't pay attention to the details like recessed lighting and whatnot, and you know, just other small things along the way.
Is the kinds of complaints that you get, are you mostly getting? In other words, are you mostly hearing from people in multi-unit buildings, and if so, do they talk more about the sound traveling through the ceilings or sound traveling through the walls?
Well, in most cases, it's the sound traveling through the ceilings. You know, Chicago is a city that grew upward. You know, we have multifamily dwellings everywhere you look.
Right.
And, you know, like you know, going back to, you know, what you were talking about with builders, they didn't understand how to do it. So, understand how to soundproof. So, you know, that's most of my calls come from people who are trying to get relief from upstairs noise.
Right, right.
So another reason why people call me, another big reason is for exterior noise. The L train is 224 miles of track running through the city. We all know that the L train is pretty much the noisiest sound in Chicago. So I get a lot of calls for that too. So we address that exterior sounds by adding a secondary window, a soundproof window.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we've heard it all. We've dealt with everything. Anything you could think of, we've dealt with it. But I would say ceilings and exterior sounds are what makes up, you know, probably about 75% of our business. So,
all right, couple things. First of all, I think that your slogan should be Soundproof Chicago, we've heard it all. Do you use that? Because what you just said, that should be your slogan. Okay,
well, so I think, yeah, it sounds like a plan.
I'm just throwing that out there. Now, it sounds like you've got a lot of good experience here. If people want to get a hold of you and they've got some issues about soundproofing, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can either give me a call at 708-307-5857 or look us up online at www.soundproofchicago.com. You can just do a simple Google search as well, Soundproof Chicago. You'll see, you know, quite a bit of information online about us as a company, and you know, you'll see reviews on Google that explain, you know, people's experiences using us. So we're not hard to find. So if anyone wanted to give me a call, I would answer the phone personally and explain to them what we have to do and just kind of get a feel for the situation. So.
You got it. That's great. Michael Ibarra, he's the owner and president of Soundproof Chicago. Great information. Thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck to you. All right, have a good season this year, and I hope you're continue to help people quiet things down.
Well, absolutely, and thanks for having me on, Lou. I do appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling. I like that. Giving the guy a little help, right? Soundproof Chicago. We've heard it all. That should be their slogan. Just trying to be helpful here, right, Steve?
Say it again.
Soundproof Chicago, we've heard it all.
Oh, I
mean,
that.
That's good. It rings, you know?
Love that.
It rings.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can't hear it. It's very faint. Get it? Because they soundproof?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I have to explain the joke,